Guide for flashing a Neo Coolcam siren with temperature and humidity multi-sensor with Tasmota for local network first setup. Wiring guide. This is a condensed guide on flashing with Tasmota. A full guide / getting started can be found in the official documentation. In order to flash this device, soldering onto the PCB will be required. There is a plate in the back that needs to be rotated to expose the battery holder. Once that is open, go ahead and remove the three screws. The tricky part is soldering onto the all connections. A serial to USB adapter is required. All connections must be made. GPIO0 must be connected to ground GND in order to on-boot in flash mode. Device Neo Coolcam Flasher. GPIO0 GND. GND GND. TX RX. RX TX. 3.3 3.3. Soldering points / images / Neo Coolcam markup. JPG. Finalized soldering. Wired to flasher / images / Neo Coolcam wired to flasher. JPG. Flashing. Install ESP tool. Pipey was quick for this. Pippy install ESP tool. Time to flash. Change the port, then run this command in the terminal. Does not matter if you're Mac, Linux, or Windows when using Pipey. ESP tool port COM3 write flash FS1 megabytes FM.Xerox 0 Tasmota sensors. Bin. Flashing Neo Coolcam multi-sensor / images / flash with ESP tool. PNG. Alternative, you can use a GUI version Tasmatizer. Connect to the access point to configure the default Wi-Fi to connect to your local Wi-Fi. Configuration. Apply template in configure other found here. In name, a Neo Siren 3-in-1, a GPIO 347,905,696,050,402, a flag, 0, base, 54. Tasmota console commands. Command reason. Backlog setoption 651, setoption 661, module 54 fast power cycle and register as a Tuya module. Tiamku 11104 map alarm siren / led to toggle switch. Tiamku 7105 map indoor temperature. Tiamku 7306 map indoor humidity. Tempers 1, instead of 291, it will be 29.1 for temperature. Tiason 2030 disable temperature alarm. Do with a rule instead. Tiason 2040 disable humidity alarm. Do with a rule instead. All of this assumes there is a MQTT configured. The temperature and humidity data won't show unless this is configured. To undo this, use setoption 660. Optional, ensure DPID states were set by running Tiason 0. Now that everything is hooked up, the data will be polled and reported every so often. The caveat is not always temperature and humidity. This must be accounted for later. Tasmota web UI with Tuya temperature, humidity, and siren LED power toggle / images / final result of Tasmatai. PNG. I have also considered using rules to catch the Tuya event, then publish the MQTT in that rule. Noted and other smart logic. Set up a MQTT node with Tele / Tasmota replace with id / sensor in Noted. Replace the MQTT ID from the Tasmota information screen, information MQTT full topic. Add a function node that can handle temperature and / or humidity being undefined. Optional to add information such as measurement for Grafana. To turn on the siren remotely. Send either on or off to the MQTT topic CMND / Tasmota replace with id / power. A return MQTT message returns with stat / Tasmota replace with id / power. Resources.